A new survey by Gallup International shows that the job approval rating for the U.S. President Barack Obama has sunk to a new low. Only 41% of Americans approve of Obama's handling of his duties. The rating is the lowest since he took office in 2008. Anti-Wall Street protesters remain camped out in New York and other U.S. cities. This despite police's arrest of hundreds of people since the protests began last month. The protests are part of a global movement against corporate greed and inequality. Similar protests are also underway in European countries. Australian police have broken up Occupy Melbourne protesters, arresting around 100 people. Clashes erupted after protesters refused to leave their camps. Police dismantled the campsite, taking away the protesters' belongings. The protests are part of a global movement that began as Occupy Wall Street in New York. Thousands of Jordanians have held fresh rallies calling for reforms and more freedom. They also want more power for parliament. The massive protests come a few days after Prime Minister Maarouf Bakhit resigned. Protesters have urged the new premier to quickly implement their demands. Reports from Libya say the second son of former ruler Muammar Gaddafi has been arrested in Zlatan City. The NTC military spokesman says Saif al-Islam has lost his arm. On Thursday, his father and brother Mutasim were captured and killed in Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. In Yemen, people have again taken to the streets to demand the fall of Ali Abdullah Saleh's regime. Demonstrators say Saleh would be the next tyrant to fall after the death of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. Protests come ahead of a UN vote calling on Saleh to leave power. A U.S. rocket attack in northeastern Afghanistan has killed at least 10 civilians. Locals in Kunar province say the rocket hit a residential area. U.S. forces reportedly intended to target militants. Public anger is growing in Afghanistan over civilian casualties caused by the U.S.-led foreign forces. And finally, Iran's foreign minister says Washington's allegation of Iran's involvement in the assassination of the Saudi diplomat is a cheap scenario. Dr. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comment in a joint press conference with his Turkish counterpart. Dr. Salehi is in Ankara, where he is met with the Turkish premier and president.